seems to me that hypostasizing or canonizing any aspect or any form even of the religious life sets that life apart from the reality that Christ intended it for. And those realities are himself and the human family. I think that when we set, for instance, the vows apart or canonize them in a way which belongs to their past or belongs to one phase, is reductively an act of irreligion. I think, however, this separating or canonizing or divorce process is an evident and even destructive phenomenon in many of the orders today. They dissociate from the living Christ and the human community their vows, their work, their rule, their prayer, their conscience. And I think within the religious life, these actions of amputation are merely symptoms of a larger divorce mentality that I think is really at work in the church at large. And in the largest aspect, I would say, this divorce mentality comes down to this, the cutting away of sacramental and sacrificial acts from their immediate implications in the community of Christ. I think we all see examples of that in the, you might say, the myopia, the blindness of Catholics in regard to so many of the great consequences of the Eucharist and of baptism. If these things are to mean anything except in the airy formation of a race of ghosts or a race of pseudo-angelic men. So I think that, we perhaps tend to divorce things because the church at large is in the middle of this struggle of trying, again, to marry the realities of a church in reality. I mean to marry conscience, public conscience, and Eucharist, and so on.